Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander, inviting you to join us now as we talk about a subject that's been coming up time and time again. We've got a lot of questions on this, and so, Garwin, we are going to talk about long-term care today.
I got a statement or some information from the U.S. Administrator of Aging, Social Security Administration, that's tough to say, talking about statistics. Normally, I'm not real big on statistics, but I think there's three or four of these that are really important that we hear.
And you people need to hear this, too, because it's going to affect a lot of you.
It's going to affect most of us. 70% of the people over 65 will need some form of long-term care before they die. 70%.
People are living longer, and that's part of the reason.
That's why this statistic, this number keeps going up every year. 65% of the people who are living with long-term care needs rely exclusively on
family and friends.
That is the dramatic one that really hurts. Family and friends are the ones who supply. Unfortunately, traditionally, statistically, it's the one daughter who has the responsibility to take care.
I'm in trouble. Because I don't have any daughters. I only have sons.
You're in trouble. Forget. You're not going to get any care. You're going to the woods.
Yes. But it is true. Most cases, if there's a daughter, she is the one that they're going to rely on.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yep.
50% of the elderly long-term care needs have no family available when they're in a nursing home. 50% are there by themselves. I remember when I was a small kid, my dad's cousin had lived with us for years, and Carl was in the nursing home in Amory, and my mother would, and my dad would go see him, and they'd take me with, and I would fight it. Why? Because all of the older people there would want it. They'd grab me by the shirt and drag me over to talk to me. Mm. And I was 8, 9 years old, and I didn't want to talk to those old people.
Yes.
And that's something I'll never forget. Mm. They had nobody there with them.
Well, part of the fact is that there's a lot of people who move away from home and move distances depending upon where their job is. And so consequently, it's the one that's closest to the parents who will be the one that they'll rely on. But if there's a big distance between everybody, then that's where it comes in, where there's that nobody there to help them.
Nobody there. And the last one I want to give is 66%. Of all caregivers are the females. Two-thirds.
Two-thirds, yeah.
Two-thirds, and that's the tough part. Now, Leanne, give your phone number before Bob gets in.
Yes.
And gets a stick.
He'll be waving at us. 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
Now, before we go on, you gave out these phone numbers. If people call and have, should they ask questions about the topics we're talking about? Or
they
what
can
they
ask any kind of question that, if it's financially related, if we can answer it, we'll tell them we can answer. If we can't, there may be some questions come in. We've had them come in, and I have no idea. I can't answer. I can't even give you a good guess.
So you're honest with them right up front.
I've got to be honest because there are things we have no clue what to talk about.
And there's no obligation then if they make the call.
They've got some questions. Love to answer them for them.
Every once in a while we get a call from somebody who has listened and said, okay, you said this on the radio. Can you explain a little bit of this or a little bit of that? Or I'm in this kind of a situation. This may affect me. And we're happy to give any information we can to
you welcome
them.
You welcome that.
Absolutely. Love it.
Well, it helps us to know what people think out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to ask a question. What is your plan if you live too long? And we're going to talk about that for a few minutes. What is your plan? Now, I'm going to have to be very honest. I talk to hundreds of people, and I ask that question, and most of them say, well, I don't have a plan.
People are living longer, and this is the thing that gets in the way.
So, let's think about, if you live too long.
Like your mother lived to almost 100.
Her father was 100 and her older sister was 98.
And my mother and dad lived into their 80s and 90s.
So what's your plan? Where is the money going to come from for care if you need it? Now, I have a very good friend. I've talked to him about long-term care. And he says, I don't need it. Okay, tell me why you don't need it. Well, he says, I have a very large life insurance policy, and it's got over $200,000 of cash value. And so that's our long-term care plan. So if he dies, Mama gets the death benefit. If they live and they need care, they use the cash. That's a plan. I like long-term care insurance, but I can't argue with that. That's a plan. Many times people say, well, I've got this piece of property. That's going to be, if I need it, that's my plan. What's wrong with that, Leanne?
Well, sometimes that piece of property cannot be sold.
That's the big problem. If it happens to be in Florida and the oceans rise and goes underwater, it's no good. Mm. It could be sometimes it's a wonderful piece of property today, and 5-10 years from now, the road goes someplace else, it's not going to be any good. So property is no good. I've got a business. If something happens, we'll sell my business. Well, what's wrong with selling the business, Leanne?
You may not find the right buyer, and you don't want to sell just because you have to sell, because there might not be the buyer out there that can pay you what you think you need.
And that, again, timing is the important thing. Timing could be good. Timing could be horrible. So property. Now, the one I get a kick out of all the time is, well, my children will take care of me. Have you told them that?
Yeah.
Yeah. do they know that they're going to have a responsibility of taking care of Mom and or Dad or both if when they get old? And I love the statement that one of my clients said to me one time when we were talking about it, and she said to me, well, I guess I better buy long-term care insurance because I don't want my son changing my diapers.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. If I need care.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true. It's embarrassing enough to have that happen, but you want your children to do that.
The other thing is you have your investments, and it depends upon the kind of investment you have. But you can think about your stock portfolio, your bond portfolio, your mutual fund and ETF portfolio. You may even have CDs and annuities.
And they're great. There's nothing wrong with those.
Because those can all be used for the long-term care.
That could be a plan. But if you have a plan, and that's what this is for, whom have you told? Have you told your kids? I've got some CDs. I got some annuities. I got some long-term care insurance. It's located in that right-hand drawer of the desk, and God forbid I need care, that's what it's to be used for.
So you need to think about setting up a program for yourself. You also need an estate plan. It all runs together. But with that, you need to think about who you want to involve in those programs.
That is also another difficult point, is that which one of the children or all the children going to make those decisions?
Because the decisions are, number one, power of attorney for finance, and then the health care directive, and then dealing with you when you go through changes in your body and your mind, and then the health care directive, that's for death, really.
Right.
How do you want to be handled there? And the Dural Power Attorney for Finance is the one that's really going to affect you, but you have to have people that know what they're saying, what you've got, and understand what you want done.
And where can they get some, where can whoever's going to be have those ability to deal with that, where can they find the paperwork? Give your phone number one more time,
Leanne. 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
And we have those phone numbers here. If you can't write them down right now, just give us a call here at the radio station. Preferably Monday through Friday would be the best time, 8 to 5, and we'll pass along that information.
So the reason Garwin and I get into this quite a bit is we deal with a lot of older clients. We deal with a lot of families, but we ourselves have gone through it, and that makes a difference. We have seen what can happen when somebody has a stroke. We have seen if they start losing their mental capacity. If they've had a heart attack or things like this, all of these things can lead to a long-term care need because as they get older, they don't come back as fast. So this is why these things are very important, and you need to plan early. And I'm not saying when you're a teenager or when you're first married, et cetera, because I'm talking about you need to plan when realistically you're thinking more about it in the 50s and the 60s,
right?
Because that's when you're dealing with it.
Well, it's interesting. Leanne's mother, how long was your mother in the nursing home, Leanne?
She was in there 10 years.
What about your dad?
He was in there 5.
And my mother was only in there a year and a half, but she was 98 years old when she put herself in.
And let me tell you something, too. You need to know the facilities around you. In my case, they were living up north, but they were in a nursing home where I had a lot of relatives that were working there. They were well taken care of, but I've known situations where I've had people come to me and they've been very concerned because they have a relative, mother, father, in a particular nursing home, and they said, they're not getting the care. What do I do? Who do I talk to? How do I handle this? And you have to have someone keeping track of what's going on with your parent or grandparent or whatever because you don't always know who the help is.
And one of the things also that you need is if I need assistance or I need assistance in finding care, there are groups available that will give you assistance in finding care. In fact, I just talked to a lady the other day, and if you are in that situation in a family, give me a call and I'll pass her number on. I didn't realize there were groups that will do that now.
And they're coming out more and
right.
more, and so they're trying to help people who are dealing with this kind of stuff.
It's horrible. It's the mind quits working when the crisis strikes. Let's be real blunt about it. I've been there, done that. I know exactly what it goes through, and you just don't know what to do.
There is one situation I will tell you about very quickly because we're going to be running out of time. My dad went in the nursing home, and I got a call one day from the head nurse who said, there's a problem here. The nursing home doctor has overdosed, given your dad too much medication, and of course, he doesn't really know them as well, your dad as well. And so I said, don't give him any medication. I'm coming home. I went home.
So she got a car and drives 300 miles that night.
Yeah. But the next morning, the fellow who's in charge of the nursing home apologized, and we put my dad back with his original doctor because the other doctor didn't know him, and he overdosed him because he wanted to keep him calm because it's in a new location. That's why it's important that you know where your parents are, and then you keep an eye on what's going on.
And, of course, my logical solution is buy long-term care insurance. We didn't even get into that today. There's 3 different kinds. And that's something else for a discussion for another time. But have a plan. What are you going to do? How are you going to be taken care of? Particularly if you've got longevity in a family. That's the key. So thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Give us a call at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KOVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.